Why is kindness considered a fruit? Fruit of the Spirit series. Exercising kindness isn't always easy. In fact, sometimes it's downright hard. When busy, sick, or tired, being kind doesn't come second nature. Yet kindness is a standard the Lord calls Christians to. I've occasionally wondered why God would mention kindness specifically as a fruit of the Spirit. As an oft-used synonym of gentle and a seemingly natural manifestation of love, on the surface, kindness appears to already be covered in the other fruits. I mean, common sense would dictate that if you are loving, you are kind by default, correct? And if one is gentle, kindness is also evident, right? Yet any number of marital examples are available of couples who claim to love each other but are anything but kind in their relationship. And I can be so gentle in my disposition that I withhold some critical information because it is unpleasant. Or I may be gentle with my children, but lack the fortitude to discipline effectively. That is exercising gentleness, but not kindness. Obvious acts of kindness are changing someone's flat tire, or mowing their lawn, or bringing them food. But kindness doesn't always look loving. Sometimes kindness is difficult for the bestower and or the bestowee. For instance, Samuel repeatedly calling King Saul back to obedience to God, 1 Samuel 15, a call the king eventually ignored, a rather unpleasant task for the prophet. The prophet Elisha telling Naaman to wash in the Jordan River, 2 Kings 5. Apparently the river wasn't up to Naaman's standards for bathwater. Mordecai exhorting Queen Esther to approach King Xerxes, Esther 4. It could have cost the queen her life. Jesus Christ extolling us to die to ourselves and give up some of our safety and comfort to follow him. Following Jesus is not always humanly pleasurable. A mother disciplining her child, it is often hard on both mother and child. Defined in this way, then, kindness is being helpful in doing what is right for someone, even if it might be unpleasant or difficult to one or both of the parties. Kindness isn't usually the attribute we think of first when considering the fruits of the Spirit, but it is an important one. The fruit of kindness often leaves a powerful mark on another's life and may birth other fruits in the recipient. That is indeed worth cultivating. Or do you despise the riches of his kindness, restraint, and patience, not recognizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? Romans 2:4. What is your definition of the fruit of kindness?